interested in what kinds of trades are available as far as the federal government is concerned, if they want to hack away at our 90-10, given the historical perspective of our right to that amount, and if there are other areas, such as we spoke with a couple days ago on the expanding renewable resource areas of jurisdiction of management and revenue to the state for that, or what kinds of trades, creative trades, are available to us.
I'm not sure I understand exactly what sort of a hearing you're interested in. You're interested in what the federal government has to offer as far as trades, or?
Yes. Okay. If they're going to take the 90-10 issue and give us less, then what do we get? And I understand through Compact that they're not going to do anything to us unless we agree to let them. And therefore, I would like to know what options are available to us and as far as revenue or resource trade enhancements are concerned for the state of Alaska.
Okay. I'll make note of that and try to accommodate that. Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wonder if we can make Mr. Gilmore available once more, perhaps by teleconference. I'm curious, even more curious, since I've talked to a couple of more people about the land trades and what the feds are planning to do in terms of, let's say, that the state and maybe two or seven of the corporations all bid on the same piece of property within Anwar. And if we're doing a value for value trade, then how are they going to decide which of those entities get it? Or is it, are we all going to be sharing? And if we're sharing, what kind of an agreement is there going to be for how we're going to do that? I'm really curious, as since they are proceeding on this fast track, they must have decided something.
I think it's probably a good idea to get Gilmore, Mr. Gilmore, back to at least available to the committee. We've had some correspondence with the regional director of Fish and Wildlife, Mr. Gilmore, and we will make available the letter we got yesterday to the committee members. I don't know if they've got it in their packet. He discusses some of those things, and they have suggested that they haven't totally resolved the track selection and prioritization issue yet. They've discussed a couple of possible methods, but I don't believe they've come to a final conclusion as to how those competing or conflicting proposals might be resolved.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There is one other concern that I think that we should be looking at, and today we heard from a gentleman who was involved with the Security Energy Group, or Energy Security Group, and we have not really pursued or examined that issue, and I think that I would like to have a little more information as how they see this issue as it involves ANWR, and what are the arguments for energy security, and if we are looking at security over time or security in the warehouse, I'd like to deal with that issue a little bit more thoroughly, because we're getting this stampede effort on the part of a few, and at the same time they're throwing in very lightly the idea of security or energy security for our nation, and so I'd like to examine that issue a little bit more thoroughly.
All right, that's one of the points that I think that I've finally decided that we should be addressing in our resolution anyway, as the national interest associated with what's going on up there. We do have that, and we'll make available to you, other committee members or the general public, a large, heavy packet from the American Coalition for National Energy Security. And of course, their general point is that the more domestic production, the better the United States security will be generally. But we will make available all that information and try to bring forward people that can answer questions that you might have. But I'd like to, as far as the timetable is concerned, I'd like to try to direct the committee's attention toward a final resolution and start thinking about language that that you prefer. I'm still hoping that we can come up finally with some consensus points that we can describe in resolution form. And so if you're thinking about that, please try to think about what language that might be of most interest to you. Anything else this morning? Well, just to say to the sites, we appreciate the people that have been listening in. I know there's been some folks from Fairbanks, North Pole, North Sloperl, Nome, Glenn Allen. Appreciate your observations. Anything else? We're adjourned.
Ned, I'm going to take my file with me.